welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Thursday, 2nd of February, 2017. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by market reporter Jesse Waldheim. Hello, Jesse.
Hello.
Jesse covers the benzene market for ISIS. Can you talk a little bit about what the market's done so far in the new year?
Well, going into 2017, prices were already climbing due to low levels of imports from Asia. U.S. benzene is structurally short. We produce only about 70 to 80% of the benzene we consume in the U.S., so the U.S. market is reliant on imports. Even when we have good inventory levels here, the fact that there isn't much coming in to replenish them can push prices higher, and that climb continued into early 2017.
Now that we're a month into 2017 and the benzene contract for February settled, could you speak a little bit on that? It settled a lot higher than the January's contract, about 60 cents?
Yes, about 60 cents. And a big driver for that was, again, the imports from Asia. In January, the market learned that no benzene cargoes were shipped from South Korea to the U.S. in the first half of the month. And South Korea is the largest supplier of U.S. benzene imports. Last year, we only have figures through November, but for those 11 months, South Korea provided about a third of U.S. benzene imports. On average, we received about 90 million liters each month. So for even a half month of nothing, that's a pretty big impact on sentiment. And that's been the major driver for pushing spot prices higher. And spot prices tend to heavily influence contract prices.
Talking a little about downstream, could you describe what impact it's having?
Well, downstream, most of that is styrene. More than half of U.S. benzene is used to produce styrene. So that has the biggest effect on the market. And we have, for the last several weeks, we've had a very tight styrene market, which encourages good benzene consumption. However, we've had two styrene plants go down for turnaround, partial turnarounds. And both of them in the last days we've learned have had issues, to where one of them extended the turnaround into mid-March. The other one is not going to be up until full production until June, possibly. So that means that there's been lower consumption and there's been an impact on sentiment. But it hasn't really brought benzene prices down too much yet. We've had wide ranges as these conflicting pressures work themselves out in the market.
And is there anything happening with benzene in the short term?
Well, we're going to have to see what's happening over the next few months. We've still got the upward pressure from low imports, and it looks like that could go on for a while. Benzene is pretty tight in Asia, and it's also pretty tight in Europe right now. And we've still got the downward pressure from the styrene production issues. However, once the production issues are resolved, we could have better consumption again. On the flip side, in a couple of months, we could see higher imports, which would be downward pressure and could offset some consumption gains.
Thanks for the update, Jesse. And once again, thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in benzene or any of the other markets we cover, be sure to visit ISIS.com. And be sure to tune in for our next podcast.